Thank you, Lord, for being so good to me. When I was alone, you took me in your great family. Gave me new hope, said that I could live eternally. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Yes, with all my heart, and with all my soul, thank you for Calvary, its risen throne. Thank you for heaven fair, that place you prepared me there. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Life is full of snares, trials seem so hard to bear. It's then that I reach for that hand I know is always there. And finding he still cares, I bow my head to say this simple prayer. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Yes, with all my heart, and with all my soul, thank you for Calvary, riches untold. Thank you for heaven fair, that place you prepared me there. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Life is full of snares, trials seem so hard to bear. It's then that I reach for that hand I know is always there. And finding he still cares, I bow my head and say this simple prayer. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Yes, with all my heart, and with all my soul, thank you for Calvary, its treasure untold. Thank you for heaven fair, that place you prepared me there. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord.
I know the Lord will make a way for me. I know the Lord will make a way for me. If I live a holy life, shun the wrong and do the right, I know the Lord will make a way for me. I know the Lord will make a way for me. I know the Lord will make a way for me. If I live a holy life, shun the wrong and do the right, I know the Lord will make a way for me. I know the Lord is coming back for me. I know the Lord is coming back for me. If I spend my life in prayer, I will meet him in the air. I know the Lord is coming back for me. I know the Lord is coming back for me. I know the Lord is coming back for me. If I spend my life in prayer, I will meet him in the end. I know the Lord is coming back for me. I know the Lord will make a way for me.
one by one I am amazed. I feel so undeserving of the love you bestowed me each day. My heart is overflowing with many things I wish I could express. Though my gratitude inside I can't describe, thank you says it best. Thank you for the price you paid on Calvary for a sinner such as I. Thanks for every time you spoke peace when my storm was raging high. Lord, I'll never understand just why you love me and why I am so blessed. When my words have failed you, Lord, I find thank you says it best. I can't forget the times that you've shown mercy when I knew I had done wrong. And I remember how you carried me when I just could not go on. And I recall how faithful you have been in my hour of distress. Though I can't fully convey my gratefulness, thank you says it best. Thank you for the price you paid on Calvary for a sinner such as I. Thanks for every time you spoke peace when my storm was raging high. Lord, I'll never understand just why you love me and why I am so blessed. When my words have failed me, Lord, I find thank you says it best. I can't forget the times that you've shown mercy when I knew I had done wrong. And I remember how you carried me when I just could not go on. I recall how faithful you have been in my hour of distress. Though I can't fully convey my gratefulness, thank you says it best. Thank you for the price you paid on Calvary for a sinner such as I. Thank you every time that you spoke peace when my storm was raging high. Lord, I'll never understand just why you love me, why I am so blessed. When my words have failed me, Lord, I find thank you says it best. Thank you for the price you paid on Calvary for a sinner such as I. Thank you every time you spoke peace when my storm was raging high. Lord, I'll never understand just why you love me and why I am so blessed. When my words have failed me, Lord, I find thank you says it best.
Sometimes when I'm weary, Satan wars with my soul to get my mind off the cross. Then I start fighting battles Christ has already won. And a war Satan's already lost. But if I hold fast to the foot of the cross, I'll be caught in its life-cleansing blood. If I stay on my knees when Satan wants me, then he'll have to walk through the blood. Oh, can you picture Calvary and that one spotless lamb that suffered and died for my sins? His blood ran so deep that it covered my soul. And Satan, you cannot
not enter in. But if I hold fast to the foot of the cross, I'll be caught in His life-cleansing blood. If I stay on my knees when Satan wants me, then He'll have to walk through the blood. Oh, can you picture Calvary and that one spotless lamb that suffered and died for my sin? His blood ran so deep that it covered my soul. And Satan, you cannot enter in. But if I hold fast to the foot of the cross, I'll be caught in His life-cleansing blood. If I stay on my knees when Satan wants me, then He'll have to walk through the blood.
Lord, prepare
me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving I'll be a living sanctuary for You. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving I'll be a living sanctuary for You. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving I'll be a sanctuary for You.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
He is trembling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored.
He has loosed His faithful life
of His terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Glory, glory,
hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
Thank God for truth. That's where it's at, truth. Mm-hmm. When you mess with it, it's not truth anymore. Second Thessalonians chapter 2. We'll continue where we left off yesterday. I'll start at verse 9. The arrival of the lawless one. All right, now we're living in that era. And the arrival of the lawless one would be by Satan's working with all kinds of miracles and signs and false wonders. Talk here about the coup. When he comes on the world stage, he's operating right now behind the scenes, but we put on the world stage now. The arrival of the lawless one will be by Satan's working with all kinds of miracles and signs and false wonders. And with every kind of evil deception directed against those who are perishing, because they found no place in their heart for the truth so as to be saved. There's a different translation here. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness, living in that hour of deception, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness, and then that perish, because, here's the crux of it, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. God, rich in mercy, he's given mankind a truth. And here it is in time, right? Throughout the grace age, there were some pillars that he stood, like we keep saying it over and over again. Back before he went to Calvary, he gave us a mandate. He gave us a channel that the program that he started will just keep on going. And he told John on the Isle of Patmos, these seven stars, dear to seven angels, to the seven church ages throughout the grace age. It's just that simple. And anything outside of that, I don't trust it. Because what happens is if it's off that channel, then Satan will infiltrate that speaker, that preacher, and he'll all kinds of deceive him. He'll tell you things that's not true. Und den dessen Zukunft geschieht nach der Wirkung des Satans. Mit allerlei liegenhaftige Kräften und Zeichen und Wunder. Und mit allerlei Verführung zur Ungerechtigkeit unter denen, die verloren werden, dafür, dass sie die Liebe zu der Wahrheit nicht haben angenommen, auf das sie selig werden. It's all about a love for truth. Once you get a love for truth, you can detect error. You can detect the deception. Mm-hmm. See, you and I, we have a love for truth. That's why we don't get caught up in these charismatic movements and all these false religions out there. We were in that Hutterite religion for ever and a day, but we weren't content in there. I was always grumbling with myself. Something is not right.
Mm-hmm.
Because God, somewhere along the road of life, gave me a love for truth. I don't like this artificial Christianity. It's got to be reality. It's got to make sense. And here we are in these closing days of time where these scriptures, they're coming to fulfillment. All we're doing now, we're just exposing it. We're just bringing that charismatic thing out there. It's so deceptive. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's impossible to make it without your love for truth, because you're going to be caught up in the mechanism of the deception. It's just that simple.
Right.
Heavenly Father, we want to give you thanks for this another day of life. We just pray you'll help us to see the things, Lord, the way you want them said, say it exactly the way you want it said, Lord, because we're living in an hour, Lord, where it's a lukewarm hour, neither hot nor cold, and everything is compromised, everything is put out there, and when we come along, we tell people the truth, and we're the problem. But we know, Lord, that you've given us a mandate, you've given us, you woke me up back in the day and said, I'm coming soon, prepare to and seek the Lord while he may be found. All these things we have been obedient to you, Lord, and we've led and guided us by your Spirit. We brought us to the ministry of Brother Branham, and then Brother Jackson. Now you've given us a mandate to continue on with the program to expose the unfruitful works of darkness and these religious systems out there, Lord. We've been faithful to all that you've given us to do, Lord. We just pray you'll help us to stay the course, because we're in a very treacherous hour right now. Lord, it's one thing to get to the plateau, but it's another thing to stay faithful and true, Lord. It's a treacherous hour that we're now living in, and we're all the deception of such magnitude, Lord, and if we don't do our part, then we'll be swept away just like everybody else, Lord. We just pray for the people that you'll open up their understanding and to let them know how serious and how we're now living in, Lord. We just pray we get that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. I didn't sleep very good last night. I think when we hit it out of the park, we hit it out of the park yesterday with that message. We were exposing something that nobody ever talks about. And the devil, he don't like us when we go on his turf, because he's he's managed to lull the people to sleep and just to take over everything. And he'd like to put us to sleep too, if he could. But see, we're staying alert. We're getting up in the morning, and we're praying in the day, and we're singing in the day, and then we're having a conversation. We're doing everything the Lord told us to do. Now he brought us to the ministry of Brother Brennan, so that we could have an understanding of where we are in time and about these closing days of time, the deception of being of such magnitude that it would even deceive the very elect. And all we're doing, we're just doing our job. We're just doing something that God created us from before the foundation of the world, that they're here in these closing days of time. There'll be some people that's going to know exactly what's going on. That's you and me have been found faithful to do this very thing, and we'll do it gladly. They're not going to stop us there. They've been trying to stop us from day one, ever since, as far back as I can remember, you know. But we keep on going, and as we're moving ahead, the Lord gives us more light, and then he gives us more light. And then he brought us, like I say, he brought us to the ministry of Brother Branham, and that's where it all began. And then we found more scriptures. We found that scripture that this is life eternal, that you're going to believe in them whom I have sent. And here in this closing day of the time, he sent us Brother Branham, and then Brother Jackson. He didn't send us Brother Branham. He sent that angel. And that angel linked up with the vocal cord of Brother Brennan, because we got to stay within the confines of Scripture. But in the days of the voice, these people were just voices from that angel. This is the revelation that God gave to Jesus to give to the angel, and then that angel gave it to the vocal cords of Brother Brennan. It's so plain and simple. I was thinking earlier on, you know, how good we have it. The Lord has always had a plan, if we can only get to that place that we can rest in him. He knew before the foundation of the world what it's going to be like here in this closing days of time. And he knew exactly what the devil will do throughout the grace age. He's going to seek to destroy everything that's godly, everything that's a godly principle. So what does he do? He brings in these theologians and these very wise and they're very knowledgeable in the scripture. Right throughout the grace age, there was these zealots and these antichrists, and oh man, they could put Paul to shame. And then along in the next church age comes Irenaeus, and Irenaeus always had to fight these thugs, these zealots, these antichrists, these religious leaders, and they bit by bit the devil, he never stopped. But the early church, they went off the scene, and Paul warned them that after my departure, grievous wolves come on. Satan, he never stops. He never sleeps. He's like a roaring lion. He goes about the house of God, seeking whom he may desire. And he's trying to level best to get his foot in the door. He's trying to put us to sleep, too, like you got the rest of the world asleep, that they don't even know whether they're coming or going. They don't know what's right and wrong anymore. They don't know that charismatic spirit out there is so deadly, that it's so deceptive. We run into these people. Sometime we run into that Petron. He used to live in Crystal Spring. We went down to see him, and all I've ever known about that guy, I spent a lot of time with him over the years, and I really worked for him at one time. And all he's so caught up in this charismatic. He's the king of charismatic. If you know where I'm coming from, like I say, when I go to Crystal, that's where I hang out with. That's where I hung out with, and. And over the years, I've kind of kept a little bit in contact with him, but it's always been the same song and then that stupid charismatic spirit. At the time, back then, I didn't really know how serious it is, but we went to see him the other day, and he was trying still on the same warpath, trying to introduce his charismatic garbage to us. But see, we already been... Our foundation has already been secure. We got our roots down, and then he tried to get us to listen to some stupid preacher, and we already know if that preacher does not know that God sent the prophet, he's going to lead you out to hell and that, because Satan gets a hold of their vocal cords. If that angel can get a hold of your vocal cord, if you don't believe that God sent the prophet and you're off that channel, believe you me, Satan will get you. And he got scriptures, and he's got ways of saying things, and he'll take you out to hell and death because he doesn't care whether you make it or not. He wants you deceived because behind anything that's outside of that channel, outside of the chamber of these seven church age messengers, these seven angels, the devil will get a hold of him and he'll take you out to hell and death because the devil doesn't care who he deceives. Because got the only one ambition, to deceive the masses. Mm-hmm. Just that simple.
And that's what God has for the truth. Like it says here in Thessalonians, they did not receive the love for the truth. And that's why God sends them this strong delusion that they believe a lie. And that charismatic thing is a lie. Mm-hmm. Like he's so deceived by this charismatic spirit that he thinks the world, we know the world is the enemy to it, the world, the flesh, and
the devil,
they're your enemies when you walk a Christian life. But not when it comes to the laws of the land. Like here in our country, we have laws and standards. And if you break them, there are consequences. But he thinks that the law is his enemy because that's the world. Mm-hmm. And he thinks that's his enemy, and he has this, he doesn't have a driver's license because it was taken from him. So obviously he's got a health condition that prevents him from having a driver's license. So he thinks the world is his enemy because he doesn't have a driver's license, because by faith he is good. But if the test results come back and he's not good, I think it's his eyesight.
Sees two things.
I think it's his vision, and that's why he can't have a license. But he's so on the topic that it's the world's fault that he doesn't have a driver's license. And I tried to tell him, you know what, if you have a health condition, then they're just doing their job trying to keep everybody else safe if you're not safe on the highway. Oh, but he does not listen to. If he doesn't let you speak, he kind of yells over you so you can't talk. And see, that's that charismatic spirit, because he doesn't want to face reality. Mm-hmm. And the minute he has to face reality, it has to dawn in him that all his life he has just followed a charismatic God, mm-hmm. and that's why he doesn't. He doesn't want to face reality, and when you try to talk to him about reality, about the truth of the matter, he will drown you out with talking over you. And thinking is, and then he doesn't want to have anything to do with. See, that's the charismatic spirit that has so deluded him into believing that by faith he is good, even though the test results do not say that. Mm-hmm. So the test results, who's lying here? It's his charismatic God that he's been serving, mm-hmm. all these years, that has deluded him, because somewhere along the road of life, these people reject truth. Yeah. And they don't want to face reality. Mm-hmm. And anybody that comes to them with reality is their enemy.
And they justify themselves.
That's right. And then they have preachers that will tickle their ears according to what they want to hear. And that's what they select, those preachers that will tell them what they want to hear. So they're never confronted with reality. Mm-hmm. So, because that reality scares them. Because the minute you come in, and they're faced with it, then they have to realize all their life has been a lie. Yeah, and the devil doesn't let them come to that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they reject truth. Mm-hmm. And when you reject truth, when you reject these seven church age messengers, when you reject these, throughout the grace age, you could go back in history and you could see exactly what happened when they rejected Irenaeus, when they rejected Martin, and then they rejected all these church age messengers that angel brought, took their vocal cords in the dark ages. They rejected Columbo, and then when they came, Martin Luther came on the scene, and right out of the box, Martin Luther came out with a wonderful message that just shall live by faith. No more that communistic thing, no more that commune thing, because community living is just like communism. The only difference is the difference between the Hutterites and the Roman Catholic Church. The Hutterites, Roman Catholicism on steroids. Mm-hmm. He got it really so fine-tuned.
That's right.
But behind it is the spirit of Satan. And it started rising up back under the church age of Martin Luther. Martin Luther came out with the scripture, the just shall live by faith. When you live by faith, there's no room for community style living, and there's no room for spying on each other and for all these laws and regulations. You're simply living by faith. And then when you stick on to that, then you hold on to that for dear life. And then as time goes on, it evolves into John Wesley, then it expects you to live a holy life. And God behind it is God who gives it to Jesus, who gives it to the angel, and then they give it to Martin Luther, and that's all these people had to do. Just hang on to Martin Luther, because the minute you take something else, the minute you let that go, then guess what? The devil comes in with these Andreas Eretz, with these holy, pious people, with that Zwingli, and probably 10 times better and more holier than thou, holier than Martin Luther ever thought of being, because Martin Luther just lived with a code, that just to live by faith. And then you wait for another 100 or 200 years, along comes John Wesley. But now John Wesley, that Spirit of God, wants people to live a holy life. If I live a holy life, shun the wrong and do the right, I know the Lord will make a way for me. And then throughout the John Wesley era, throughout the Church Age of Philadelphia, if people stuck with that holy living, then they didn't get caught up in all this garbage that the devil will bring in, these antichrists. Just stay with a holy living. If I live a holy life, and that's all you had to do until the 1900s when Brother Brenham came on the scene. And then that angel, it's a special angel for the Church Age of Laodicea, because the deception is so great, and he cut the vocal cords of Brother Brenham, and he began to minister with exactly what that angel had to say. And he brought out some tremendous truth, and we're just continuing on with the program. That's why this thing is not readily accepted, because, see, what happened when Brother Brenner went off the scene, the people that didn't jump on the bandwagon with Brother Jackson, they went into darkness and to confusion. And here, the people that came under Brother Jackson, they had this gold mine. They found this gold mine through the things that Brother Jackson teach when Brother Brenner went off the scene. But that whole movement out there, that whole Brennamite movement, I used to wonder what's going to happen to them. But they're just as lost as anything, because the truth keeps marching on. If you're not moving on with the truth, believe you me, Satan will get a hold of you, and he'll take you out to hell and death. That's why we're so fervent. That's why we're talking about these things on a day-to-day basis, to keep ourselves, to keep ourselves on line, to keep ourselves on track. Because once we get off track, there's nothing left of this world anymore. Mm-hmm. That's why we're working 24/7 to keep ourselves in line with the truth that's been given us to the hour and time we're now living in. Mm-hmm. If we won't say what we're doing, believe you me, time would go on and there would be nothing left in this world. We're just holding on to the fort. Nobody out there will tell you, because I go on YouTube, not hardly anybody will ever mention Brother Brenham. They won't mention those 7 church ages. They won't mention hardly anything. You got to take a microscope and find something, because Satan has succeeded. He gets a hold of these preachers and he kind of lulls people to sleep. But see, you and I, we're saying it the way it needs to be said. We're keeping this line on the truth that Brother Brenham, here in this closing day of the time, it's the ministry of Brother Brenham, because it's really the ministry of that angel. And then that angel, he's not going off the scene yet. He's here right today. Then he takes the vocal cord of Raymond M. Jackson. Anything outside of that, believe you me, it's going to take you out to hell and death, because we're talking mostly of these Hutterites. They got some pretty powerful preaching, these Hutterites. They can get pretty anointed, and they know their scripture too. But the problem is, if they're not interconnected with that with these church messengers, the devil gets a hold of them, and he's very religious, the devil is. Now, when I tell them that they're servants, they should burn them up, because they were written by the devil,
end of the day, yeah, there's some religious people in there. There's a certain, some of them might even be 100% the truth, but see, the motive of it is, the motive, they, what they don't, it's what, like I said the other, it's what they don't tell you. That's what's so deadly. They might be 100% truth, and you might even bring tears to your eyes to hear some of the preach. But see, it's what they don't tell you. They don't tell you about that church age message. They don't tell you about these seven stars that Jesus held in his right hand. And anything outside of that chapter and outside of that channel will take you out to hell and death because Satan gets a hold of it. That's why you and I were holding on so fervently. Once we found the truth for our day, once we found that God sent a prophet, we didn't read any more books, and we didn't listen to any more garbage out there. We didn't go do like that guy. He's got a big 7-foot TV screen in his house, and he watches these preachers on there preaching all their modern philosophy. You know what I'm saying? And that's what brainwashes them. But we don't do that. We found out once we found the ministry of Brother Branham, anything that's not interconnected with these seven stars, he's just going to send you to hell and that. And see, that's what I say about his other life. These preachers and these sermons, not one sermon have I ever heard where any one of them sermons talk about God sending a prophet. And if that's not behind that sermon, then it's Satan is driving it, but he's so subtle, like I say, he'll have 100% the truth. But he's not telling you. He's not telling you the fact of the matter that God sent a prophet. Uh-huh. Not one of them servants will ever tell you that. And that's why I tell them, take them out and burn them up because they're no good. And take that message of Brother Branham and Brother Jack and put it into your PA system and let it pay 24/7 so at least you can learn something in the hour that we're now living. That's what you and I did when I found out about Brother Branham. I had a whole box of tapes in my trunk and I'd drive from Manitoba to B.C. and that's all I would do. I would just listen to these messages over and over and over again until I saturated myself. That's where we get all our knowledge from. That's why we're so firm and steadfast with the things that we believe, and we're putting it out there. And out here in this closing days of time, we're talking about that charismatic, deceptive spirit. And that's exactly what it said. God will send them a strong delusion because they did not believe the truth. When the truth came to them, they didn't believe it. They chose not to believe it. And then God gives them a strong delusion that they'll end up believing a lie. That lie will take them out to hell and that. It's just that simple.
It is. I thought about, we went to the egg days and I ran into Marvin from Oak Bluff. And we got to talking. I know him from back in the day when the Christian, this movement came among the Hutterites. And he was one of them. And you know, when you talk to them, it's actually sometimes a little bit astonishing how little truth they have of God's word. And we were talking about the Hutterites. I said, you know, he claimed there's nothing wrong with the system, with the Hutterite system. It's the individual hearts that's wrong. It's not. But how can that be? Like, if the system is not right, how can the individual heart be right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's kind of contradicting there. And I said, you know, the water baptism, first and foremost, your water baptism is based on Roman Catholicism. It came out of Constantine era. It's not the real Christian baptism of Acts 2:38. And I experienced it firsthand. I said, when I was baptized on the colony, I knew something was not right. And see, when you talk to these people, I knew back in the day, I think he was presented with a serpent seed, and he said something like, this comes from the devil or something, or burn it up and stuff like that. See, how can God move you on if you reject the truth? See, that's the truth, what happened in the garden. And when a person rejects that, how can God move you on to higher heights and deeper depths in you, in him, in his word? So when you talk to him, you realize how little they actually know about God. They have this charismatic God, and I believe that's what he has, is charismatic. Oak Bluff is very infiltrated with charismatic, and that's just a simple way of putting it. I know the preacher there. He claims to be the biggest Christian ever walked the earth. But, you know, there's things that contradict, that do not match up with the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And, you see, I talked to him, and when you remember them back from the day when you were younger, and they came and they talked Christian all the time, and you thought they were real Christians. Yeah. But as time evolves and you come to the truth, I came a point in my life where I realized I don't have anything, that I need something from God. And then he moved me on and to him sending a prophet, and that prophet opened up our understanding to the truth that had been lost, and going into the dark ages and what all happened there with Christianity. Mm-hmm. And then what Martin Luther did, and Wesley, and what happened in our hour in the 20th century, how God sent a prophet and God restored water baptism in Jesus' name. That's all a journey what God has done. And we followed that because we had a love for truth. Nothing was going to stop us, because we wanted to draw nigh to God and what he has for us. And then you talk to these people and you realize how much the separation is between you, between that charismatic delusion that's out there and what you have sought for all your life because you wanted the truth. And you realize that the vast difference between them now. Back in the day, you didn't realize as they were kind of moving out together, the truth and that charismatic spirit. But now you can really identify it by its fruit. They have no fruits. It's just words, and their life has nothing to back it up. Just like that Pete that we talked about. He can't drive. He's locked up there in his place. He can't go anywhere. But still, he will find the world is to blame, not his charismatic God that he's serving. See, that's a delusion. He's living an illusion, and that's what happens when they reject truth. And then that delusion comes and takes over. But if a person has a love for truth, see, God is a healer. God is a provider. He's done all those things for us because, first and foremost, we wanted to know God and his word and the truth for our day and hour. And that's why the God we serve, the true and living God, he delivers. Uh-huh. Because the word of God is everything we say is backed up by the scripture. And they can't back anything up. They have to select themselves preachers that will
tickle their ears.
Yes, that will tell them what they want to hear.
See, the things that you and I have, they're solid. You can take it to the bank. But the reason we have something to stabilize us. Mm-hmm. We've got to go back to that angel, to the church age of Laodicea, see it, that desaturated brother Brennan. And then we always go back and we stabilize ourselves. And then we move on to brother Jackson, and it's a stabilize. We got something to fall back on, that solid, and that'll take us right to the marriage supper of the Lamb. It'll take us to the regions beyond, and then we won't miss a beat, because there's one thing about it. You could put your trust in Jesus. You could put your trust in God, because he'll see to it. If you put your trust in him, then he'll see to it that you're going to end up in a good place. I remember back in the day when the Lord woke me up, he's saying, I'm coming soon. And then as time went on, he told me to go up and expose that, how to write spiritual, what it is. And before he moved on me, he said, give me your, it's going to cost you everything. You're going to lose everything that you ever worked for. They'll come into your house and they'll take everything away from you. He said, give me your children. I'll keep them for you. In the meantime, we need a little bit of time out. In the meantime, I got this job here for you to do. I'm just kind of paraphrasing it. I want you to go up, and I want you to expose that Hutterite spirit, for the spirit of the thing. And like right now, I surrendered my family to the Lord, because I know at the end of the day, then God's going to, it's the end of the day that matters. What goes on here right now doesn't really matter all that much. As long as I'm faithful to the Lord, and now we're doing what the Lord wanted us to do, we're exposing the unfruitful works of darkness. We're exposing, not only in the Hutterite, right? The Amish, all these movements throughout the world, and now happening with just, it keeps evolving, and now we're exposing that charismatic spirit that's rampant all around the world. And in the meantime, sometimes I feel, you know, the Lord, I should maybe help the Lord out with my family a little bit. But then I read a scripture about where God told back in the days of Esau and Jacob and Esau, God told Rebekah that the younger is going to serve the elder. And then the time came when old Isaac told his sons he wanted to put a blessing on them. So what Rebekah did, she deceived that old Isaac because he was blind already, and she took things into her own hands, and what she did, she manipulated something back there that Jacob would get that first, the blessing. When God already told her, God, the younger will serve the elder, just trust me, I'll see to it that it gets done. What does she do? She gets involved in it, and she never saw, once Jacob left, she never saw him anymore. She died and that's what happens when you get involved. But the Lord told me, don't worry about your children. I'm going to look after them. Just trust me with them. At the end of the day, it's what matters at the end of the day. That's what I'm trying to say here. And see, then they came out with a story, oh, he didn't want his children anymore. And so he set it up so he would chase them away. See, you got to hold on to the fort. You got to hold on to what the Lord has promised you to do, because it's the end of the day that matters. In the meantime, you and me, we're about the Lord's business, and we're continuing on. We're exposing the unfruitful works of darkness, and now, like I say, now we're exposing that charismatic spirit. It never was nothing, and it never will be nothing, just like these Hutterite servants. They never were nothing, and they'll never be nothing, because they're omitting the most important thing. They never tell you about this is life eternal, that they believe in them whom I will send. Once people have that to stabilize themselves, if they have that, then Satan cannot come in with his ideologies and with his antichrist. See, we're solid. Like when we listen, sometimes we listen on YouTube, and then when you listen to them for a while, oh yeah, they can preach good. That it makes a lot of sense what they're saying. And like I say, it could be 100% the truth. But it's what they don't tell you. They never tell you that God sent a prophet, that angel. That God, this is the revelation that God gave to Jesus, to give to the angel, to give to Brother Branham. They never tell you that. Or that this is the revelation that God gave to the angel, that God gave to Jesus, to give to Brother Jackson. And now here, and he closes the day of this time, this is the revelation that God gave to Jesus, to give to the angel, to give to Samuel Lorraine. It's just that simple. You got to speak plain. You got to bring everything into today's language so people can understand. Now, if you want to reject us, that's all. If you want to end up being like the mockers like they were back in the days of Noah, if you want to keep going down the road of life, mocking everything that we say and do and lying about us and bringing in, doing things like they're doing to us, go for it. At the end of the day is what counts. End of the day, you'll find out you'll be coming up short. We're just doing our job, and we just pray every day that we'll be faithful to do exactly what the Lord wants us to do. That's exactly what we're doing here.
A delusion, when you will look at the definition of a delusion is a strongly held belief that is false and persists despite evidence of the contrary. A delusion is a strongly held belief that is false and persists despite evidence to the contrary. It often occurs in mental health conditions and can involve themes like persecution or grandiosity. That's what a delusion is. Like when it says God will send them a strong delusion, that charismatic spirit is a delusion. It's not the real Christianity. It only has a person deluded that they are on a good path, but in all actual reality, it is false. Mm-hmm. It's a false belief. And that's what happened. What happened in the late 1950s to the 60s. That's what happened there when Brother Branham presented the churches of America with water baptism in Jesus' name, and they rejected it. Mm-hmm. And then that charismatic false Christianity belief came and started writing. That Pale Horse writer started writing. And that's what has a lot of these Christians out there deluded. They are deluded that their belief, what they're believing is true, but it does not line up with Scripture. They have no scriptural backing for what that, unless they want to go to Thessalonians and that delusion that God will send because they reject the truth. They have no love for truth. So that's the charismatic spirit out there. It's a delusion.
Mm-hmm.
If you can understand what a delusion is, it's not real. It's almost like when you go in a desert and you're in the desert for a week and you have no water, nothing, and all of a sudden you start seeing things. It's kind of like that. It's a delusion. It's mm-hmm. not real. And that's what that charismatic spirit is. And like you always say, it never delivers.
Mm-hmm.
It will never deliver. It never heals nothing, because in it is not healing. God is the healer. And you know, even those gospel halls, like I don't want to talk bad about them or anything. They have a message of salvation, but in it there is a delusion too. It almost looks like all you ever have to do is have salvation and then you're good.
Mm-hmm.
See, in that is a delusion as well. It says, he that endures to the end, and it's an everyday walk. And just like that song here that we sang in the morning, Ringe recht, wenn Gott es Gnade. It says here, true faithfulness wages war with sin. War with sin to the grave. And that's our daily fight, is combating charismatic delusions, combating the devil, combating the flesh. Those are the things that you on a daily basis will have to endure until you are translated into a different body. But it almost seems, when I listen to their testimonies, that it's all you ever have to do is salvation, and that's then you're all delivered. You're signed, sealed, and delivered, mm-hmm. and there's nothing more. But that's in a sense can be deceiving as well. It's a moving on with God.
Yeah,
moving on.
See, most of these charismatics, if you a good percentage of them, they get caught up in pedophilia, like that Pete down there.
Mm-hmm.
He's a pervert. He's a sex pervert, and he doesn't even know. He thinks people are that stupid that they don't know it. But see, that's what that's what the charismatic spirit brings with it. It brings pedophilia with it. That's what that Hutterite spirit brings with it. It brings these pedophiles. Yeah, two of them got caught, but there's a lot of them in the Hutterite system that have not been caught yet. And all kinds of vice is under that deluded spirit. Like mm-hmm. I say about that Pete, everybody knows he's a sex pervert, and it comes out for you and I. We see it to you and I. It's so obvious. And then he justifies himself with these false preachers. And then, mm-hmm. Oh man, he's a mess. But we're just trying to do. We don't want to talk bad about the guy. I feel sorry for him that he's all his life he's wasted away. He's got a wonderful family, and he doesn't even recognize his family. And like I say, he's a mess. But we're bringing him out because he's the king of charismatic. It's all he's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
The king of charismatic, and he thinks it's real. But it's not real. It's only, it's of the devil, like you were saying back in the day. Yeah, I was wondering forever and a day, didn't look so good, man. I sometimes wanted to come on board their thing, but now when everything comes to fruition, we begin to realize it never was nothing. It's like that now. These other right servants, they never were nothing, they never will amount to nothing, because it's what they don't tell you. Mm-hmm. Not one of them will tell you the foundation principle is God gave this to Jesus to give to the angel, to give to Brother Branham. And that's where it's at. That, anything outside of that will take you out to hell of that, and it'll lull you to sleep. And you went within that thing, you'll try to justify yourself. We've been through it. We've been through the torture chambers. We know what we're talking about. Now, all you got to do, we got hope for people. All you have to do is come on board, and believe you me, what we're telling here, it'll take you right to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And then that's that blessed hope that the Bible talks about. Just that simple.
Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, and we give you thanks, Lord, that you had everything planned out in that great mind of yours back before the foundation of the world, Lord. You planned everything out, Lord, and you had this great plan. And we just give you thanks that you let us in on it, Lord. And we just want to today expose that charismatic delusion out there, that people that do not receive that love for truth, Lord, and pursue it with all their hearts, mind, body, and soul, Lord, that there's going to come a strong delusion and they're going to believe a lie. And that lie is that charismatic spirit out there that has infiltrated society. And there's a false hope that they're going to make it. But it's a delusion, Lord. And we just pray for them. We pray, Lord, for people, for their hearts and their eyes to be open, Lord, to reality, what that charismatic spirit has done in the Laodicea church hour. We just give you thanks, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.